Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. We're in a series church-wide here at Sugar Hill Church talking about good vibes. You know what I've learned? That our jive equals our vibe, meaning whatever is going on within our soul and whatever's happening deep in our heart, it is inevitably going to show itself in our words. What comes out of our mouth is going to always be an indicator of what is truly happening in our soul. So I started to name this topic, How to Tame Your Tongue, but the truth of the matter is, it's impossible to tame your tongue. And you say, well, Chuck, where would you get that from? Well, let's just take a look at James, a book toward the end of the Bible in chapter 3, beginning in verse 7. Here's what James writes. People can tame all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and fish, but no one can tame the tongue. It is restless and evil, full of deadly poison. Sometimes it poisons, but sometimes it praises. Sometimes it praises our Lord and Father, and sometimes it curses those who have been made in the image of God. And so blessing and cursing come pouring out of the same mouth. Surely, my brothers and sisters, this is not right. James goes on to say, does a spring of water bubble out with both fresh water and bitter water? Does a fig tree produce olives or a grapevine produce figs? No, and you can't draw fresh water from a salty spring. So James is saying to us here a couple of big lessons when it comes to our jive, the stuff that we speak of. I've got friends that sometimes their jive is, we're never talked about seriously. I've got folks who just throw out jive and they're always trying to build themselves up, or they're the hero of every story. I've also got folks who their entire jive is they're just kind of beaten down like a puppy that's been abused. But listen to the text when it says you need to manage your mouth because it will determine your life's direction. The tongue, my friend, may be one of the smallest muscles in your body, but it carries the power that will change the trajectory of your life, both for good and bad. And that power, remember, that power can be positive or negative. Your jive can inevitably be like a steering wheel. In your car, you have a steering wheel, and it's much smaller than the engine, the transmission, or even a tire, but that steering wheel will determine the direction that your car takes. Your tongue, your jive, if it doesn't meet up with the good vibes of the Savior, will inevitably take you off a cliff. James says that the tongue is the steering wheel of your life. If you manage your mouth, it will steer your life in a positive direction, and if you don't manage your mouth, it will steer it in a negative direction. My friend, I have had my mouth get myself in more trouble. I have overcommitted and been miserable. I've promised things I couldn't deliver and miserable. I have thought out loud using my mouth and made others miserable. And the fact is, we've got to learn that our vibe is going to attract our tribe, but don't miss this, it's also going to direct our jive. The argument for all this might be best said in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. My friend, today, set your sights on letting your vibe be positive and your jive be faithful. Let your words speak of the goodness of God and the faithfulness of Jesus in your life so that others might want to hear what you have to say, and it might be something that would encourage them in their walk. God bless you, friend. I look forward to seeing you back tomorrow on another Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. Bye now.